WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. News is brought to you by United Way, the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Officials at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan have announced building a new emergency and trauma center. Dr. Brandon Lewis, St. Joseph's Director of Emergency Services, calls it his new Kyle Field.
We receive almost 1.5 ambulances per hour now at our emergency and trauma facility. So we've seen a huge increase in not only the number of patients that we see, but how sick those patients are. And really, in order to meet that need to better provide that care, we're now investing in the facilities to do that.
Construction starts next spring on the $20 million project. It'll be built on the present campus south of the Bed Tower. A Fortune 500 technology company is in the process of moving its leadership from New Jersey to College Station. Corporate officials of Cognizant were welcomed to town yesterday by Governor Rick Perry, Congressman Bill Flores, and A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. Cognizant President Gordon Coburn says they're working to receive state economic development incentives, but that wasn't going to delay their move.
Obviously, having Texas A&M here is very important, both from a recruiting standpoint and also just creating an environment in the community that is very attractive to skilled professionals such as the employees we have. That's certainly one piece of it. The cost of living in Texas for our employees and the sophistication that exists here makes it a very attractive place to recruit and retain people.
Cognizant, which purchased local IT company SourceNet Solutions, currently has a couple of hundred local employees. Over the next 3 years, Coburn says a portion of 750 new Texas jobs will be in College Station. A 10-year member of the Bryan City Council, including 2 terms as mayor, has died. Lonnie Stabler passed away following a brief illness, according to city officials. Stabler, who owned a sign company, joined the council in 1991 and served 4 years before his election as mayor, where he served 2 terms. A list of Stabler's service on various city and state committees and funeral service information is online at WTAW.com. The northbound freeway in College Station was closed for the better part of 2 hours yesterday morning between Greens Prairie and Rock Prairie due to a rollover crash. Police learned the driver of a pickup hauling a trailer loaded with mulch was trying to slow down when the trailer became unstable. The truck and trailer jackknifed and rolled, spilling the load. The driver and sole occupant, 25-year-old Ethan Montgomery of College Station, was not hurt. He was ticketed for failing to control speed. A photo of the truck on its side is online at WTAW.com. A rough holiday season is expected for those Texans who rely on SNAP food benefits from the state. Some estimate 2 million children will be affected. The additional money for food assistance was coming from the federal government. And Linda Edwards-Gockel of the Health and Human Services Commission says with the expiration of the stimulus package, they began to see cuts of about 5% last month. Randy Skinner, the executive director of Feed 3, says they work in some of the poorest areas of the state, and he says the cuts hurt the weakest among us.
A lot of people don't realize that 83% of SNAP benefits go to the elderly or disabled people or children.
The impact is expected to be felt hard on the food banks and church groups. Texas Senator John Cornyn continues to take heat over anti-Tea Party comments.
Freedom Works is an organization that uses Republican-on-Republican violence to raise money.
Cornyn takes aim at one of the largest Tea Party groups in the nation.
They don't exist to run against Democrats. They use it to try to divide Republicans.
Freedom Works grassroots director Whitney Neal says they decide to endorse candidates based on their actions.
Unfortunately for him, he voted for TARP. You know, he voted to raise the minimum wage. He voted for Medicare Part D. Those are the kind of things we look at when we make endorsement decisions, not snide comments.
Neal says so far they have no plans to endorse any candidate in Cornyn's race for re-election. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
In the meantime, Cornyn has an opponent in next year's election. Democrat David Alamil is a Dallas dentist who spent $4 million last year and finished fourth in a North Texas congressional race. A new landmark law to boost public school alternatives in Texas followed a surge in political contributions by current and former board members and employees of the state's 6 largest charter school operators. An Associated Press analysis of Texas Ethics Commission filings shows charter school-affiliated donations to officeholders and candidates peaked during the 2010 and 2012 election cycles with a combined $518,000, which was nearly double the total from the election cycles of 2006 and 2008. And a Texas prison inmate whose escape 6 years ago left a corrections officer dead is set for execution tonight in Huntsville. 43-year-old Jerry Martin has ordered no more appeals filed to try to stop a scheduled lethal injection. Martin and another inmate, John Falk Jr., broke away from a work detail outside the Wynn Unit prison in Huntsville in 2007, got a gun while struggling with an officer, and rammed a stolen pickup truck into 59-year-old Susan Canfield before speeding off. She was on horseback, was thrown from her horse, and died of injuries. Falk is awaiting a retrial on his capital murder charge in a case moved to Brazos County. WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by United Way, the Brazos Valley. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The United Way of the Brazos Valley is a local nonprofit organization that works to impact our community through education, financial stability, and health. Hear Doug French from Stylecraft Builders tell his story on how United Way makes a difference.
We put some really strong policies and procedures in place. The United Way staff really rose to the challenge and to the occasion and have really gone above and beyond. It has a great opportunity to partner with organizations and provide resources and accountability to help impact our community in a positive way.
Like us on Facebook and tell us your United Way story at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV and follow us on Twitter at UnitedWayBV. The United Way of the Brazos Valley invites you to join us in making a difference in our community. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united.
Good morning, 614. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Patchy fog will give way to partial sunshine today. High temperatures are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 degrees this afternoon. For tonight, skies are going to have tendency to be partly cloudy. Some fog may develop. Lows overnight are going to be close to 60. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow. Maybe a shower. Highs will be 70 to 75. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, 65. Clouds and a few showers Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coach, someone has a six-year deal, so the SoCal job is open, or it was until late yesterday afternoon. A&M women's basketball returns to Reed Arena. Reed Arena volleyball gets a few SEC honors, plus Monday night football last night in a blowout. Apparently, you don't want to play Seattle after a bye week. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:52.
Parents have been finding unusual things in their toddler's orifici. It's the plural of orifice. Since the beginning of time.
Sure.
But few can top the mom who recently found a dandelion growing out of her 16-month-old's ear.
Wow.
In the ear, hair or out of the ear. After spotting the weed, the parents attempted to remove the dandelion themselves, but weren't able to do so. Just put a little Roundup on it.
That's exactly
what happened. Yeah. So they called the hospital. The dandelion was fully formed and about 2 centimeters long, completely filling the girl's ear canal. Removal process reportedly took just a few moments, and it was painless. Yeah, just do that. And then you could have, like, some dandelion salad, right? That's what you'd call homegrown?
With earwax dressing.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter did that with a rock.
Info.
Mason.
At least rocks don't grow.
I have a friend whose son put an acorn up his nose, and it sprouted.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
It's all that moisture and darkness.
Who knew snot was a good fertilizer?
Okay. Yeah. We'll see if Neil Sperry brings that
there
up this
you
week.
Go.
Okay.
Just don't prune it.
Yeah.
On On Saturday, December 7th, the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl takes place at Merrill Green Stadium. General admission tickets are available now for only $5. Free admission with a student ID or anyone 18 and under. Navarro takes on Hines Community College in the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl. Bring the family, bring some friends, enjoy the football, and support another great event in Bryan College Station. For more information, visit BrazosValleyBowl.com. That's BrazosValleyBowl.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Looky here, it's already December the 3rd, day 337. 28 days left. 28 days left. And it's nothing day, I think. It's National Roof Over Your Head Day, which, of course, most of us have. And then 22 shopping days until Christmas. All right, for birthdays.
Hang on one second.
Okay.
You don't really have it ready, and apparently it didn't print this morning.
It didn't. Well, Ozzy Osbourne's 65.
That is correct. Ozzy's 65. Rick Mears is 62 from NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl Hannah is 53.
Oh.
Julian Moore is 53. Katarina Witt is, is 48. Montel Jordan is 45. Brendan Fraser is also 45. That surprises me they're the same age.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Holly Marie Combs is 40. She was in Charmed, and now she's in Pretty Little Liars. Who else do we have? Amanda Sheffield is 28. Brian Bonsall is 32 from Family Tree. He was in the Star Trek Next Generation as well.
Oh,
and
sure.
He's had several run-ins with the police.
Oh, has he? Oh.
He likes to drink and then...
Not a Boy Scout.
Motivate, nope.
Okay.
Sean Parker, 34. He was the guy that started Napster.
Oh, yeah.
And now he is Spotify.
Okay.
And he was played by Justin Timberlake in The Social Network.
What else would you want to know? Yeah, okay.
That's pretty much all I got.
Okay, that's what there is. It's a 619.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so as investigators probe speed as one of the possible causes of Sunday's train derailment in New York, the deadly accident already is raising calls for more taxpayer money and spending on transportation projects. Former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, he's on NBC News, says that America needs to invest in its infrastructure. America needs to get back to being number one. LaHood said the Transportation Department received $48 billion in stimulus money, but he said it wasn't enough. It should have been $480 billion. More of somebody else's hard-earned money, always the solution for these government bureaucrats. You want to run trains on time and better and safer? You want the airwaves to be safer? Well, then sell the rights to private companies. You'll make money. You won't use taxpayer money.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, would earning a couple of $100 to several $1,000s a month change your life? Check out IncomeRevolution.com. Now, whether your goal is to create personal wealth or just earn a great second income, now they're going to show you how you can do it. In fact, a lot of our listeners are already earning sizable weekly checks from home, and that's how you create wealth. Now, you can join other Hannity listeners earning great money right from their own kitchen table. Just visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. And they want you to check out the website, watch a video, see the website for results that you can realistically expect.
You want to give one special gift to a runner, biker, golfer, or sailor, a pilot, pet lover, or outdoor explorer. Give a Garmin and get thank you.
You know, you can buy John Deere toys all year long at Sioux Falls Prater, but toys sometimes can mean a little bit more, especially this time of year. Check out what they have at Sioux Falls Prater. And Brian, they're located on Highway 21 West, but they got locations in Taylor and Cameron and Temple and Navasota for you to see the John Deere toys. They can bring a smile to anybody's face, whether they're a child or really kind of a grown-up child. But John Deere has... For the toys, die-cast models, they also have a riding toy Sioux Falls Prater John Deere tractor that would be kind of fun. There's a great selection of John Deere merchandise as well. And by the way, ask them about Game Guard. Let them show you the line of Game Guard that they have in Bryan, which is camouflage. In fact, it's the number one camouflage in Texas, and they've got that for you at the Sioux Falls Prater Bryan location. But whether it's merchandise that's maybe smaller-type toys or full-size toys, stop in and see them. Come by Sioux Falls Prater and check out all of those toys to put under the tree or somewhat similar. They may need to go in the driveway. But Sioux Falls Prater, find the location nearest you or check them out on their website, which is cptractor.com. Again, here in Bryan, they're located on Highway 21 West by Classic Collision Restoration. That's Sioux Falls Prater.
Keeping up with online shoppers, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Cyber Monday was a hit. Data from IBM tells us that sales jumped 19% yesterday compared with the same day last year. That's a new record high. And mobile traffic accounted for 30% of the haul, a trend that is expected to grow in coming years. NASDAQ futures, though, currently down 6 points. S&P 500 futures also down nearly six. There are fewer banks around the U.S. these days. In fact, the total number of financial institutions fell below 7,000 for the first time since the Great Depression. Still, overall bank deposits and assets at existing banks have grown, so there is solid health for the sector in that regard. And Apple has acquired social media analytics firm Topsy Labs for around $200 million. Topsy specializes in analyzing what is happening on Twitter, including how often something is tweeted, and other ways to measure the exposure of an event or campaign, and then resells that data to its customers. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Attention women who use Lipitor, stand by for an important message. A medical study in the Archives of Internal Medicine reported that postmenopausal women who used Lipitor were 48% more likely to develop diabetes than women who did not. If you or a loved one started taking Lipitor before February 2012 and were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you may be entitled to money damages. Call 888-834-8183 for James Rolls-House & Associates. That's 888-834-8183.
Renowned author and journalist Brian Burrow will speak about his book, The Big Rich, at a free issues forum Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. His book highlights the rise and fall of the greatest Texas oil fortunes. A reception and book signing by the author and sale will follow the event. For more information or to make a reservation, call 979-691-4014 or go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Spend this Christmas with the Boston Brass. This December is your chance to hear all of your holiday faves when these five guys perform a concert of seasonal tunes. Listen as White Christmas, Frosty, and the Christmas Song are blowing from two trumpets, a French horn, a trombone, and a tuba. Presented by MSC Opus Tuesday, December 10th in Rudder Theater. Series sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, First Victoria National Bank, Debbie and Chuck Robertson, and Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. For tickets, call 845-1234.
625, by the way, while we're talking about Opus, Michael Martin Murphy is performing tonight. It's a Michael Martin Murphy Cowboy Christmas, and they've got a two-for-one ticket deal for tonight's concert. Okay, now they've got a limited number of them. And you're limited to four tickets per offer, and it's not valid if you've already purchased tickets. But today you can give them a call at the box office at 845-1234 and find out about that if you want to go see the show tonight at Rudder. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Remember, weather's going to be changing, but today enjoy probably about 80 degrees for a high temperature, low tonight around 63, 77 tomorrow, and then Wednesday night, 64. Then our change, we'll get up to 67 on Thursday, and then the temperatures will start falling during the day. And on Thursday night, we're looking at a low of 37 degrees with a 60% chance of rain. Our high, the high on Friday is 40, and again a 60% chance of rain. They were down near freezing on Friday night, about 33, with a slight chance of some showers. And then looks like on Saturday we're going to have a high temperature of 40, and Sunday a high temperature of about 47. And so enjoy today and tomorrow, and then it starts getting, I guess, kind of seasonably cool, which you'd expect for this time of year. Right now the winds are out of the south at 3, and there may be a little bit of fog out there, and yes, even a little bit of mist you may be feeling, and we've got 55 degrees.
Make it a merry holiday with wine from Messinahoff Winery and Resort. Messinahoff wine will enchant you. Its decadence louder than the ringing in of New Year's in Times Square. Gather holiday gifts. Share a meal in the Vintage House restaurant. Relax with wine on tap in the wine bar. The Top All Around Texas Winery is your top all around holiday solution. Visit MessinaHoff.com today. Holidays in Messinahoff. What a great combination. Come celebrate life with us.
Ever tried a change of behavior and you just couldn't make it stick? You know why that is? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today, 800-971-2900. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-971-2900. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-971-2900. 800-971-2900.
If you've ever tried to alter a habit or make some significant change in your life, you know it can be difficult.
You really have to do it in a comprehensive way. You're going to have to create a suite of changes that are going to help you.
Art Markman, author of the book Smart Change, has some of these skills that work together to help you make changes stick.
A lot of times the goals that we have when we try to change our behavior are poorly designed. For example, people will say that they want to stop smoking or to eat less. Those two goals are negative goals. They're things that you don't want to do. Those negative goals are almost impossible to achieve because you cannot learn a routine to do nothing. And so one of the things that you have to do is to create positive goals instead. So what are you going to do in place of smoking? What are you going to do to change your eating behaviors?
In addition to having the right goals, you need to have the right environment.
Very simple things. You're trying to stop eating that single-serving carton of Ben & Jerry's that's oh so enticing. Don't buy it. Turns out it's very hard to eat an ice cream that isn't in your freezer. And so you have to manipulate your environment in ways that will make the desirable behavior actually something that's easier to perform.
Tomorrow, more of the science of personal change. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Hundreds of new jobs will be created over the next 3 years with the move of the corporate offices of a New Jersey-based technology company to College Station. Gordon Coburn is president of Cognizant, a company that recently purchased local IT firm SourceNet Solutions.
We expect to increase our headcount in Texas by at least 750 over the next 3 years, and I hope a whole lot more than that. A portion of those will be here in College Station. How many will be in College Station? We don't know yet. Certainly we'll be moving some of our corporate functions here for the U.S. And we're also seeing interest in from our clients and having us service them from College Station because they realize some of the benefits of this location.
Governor Perry was among state officials welcoming Coburn to College Station yesterday. That was the first of two economic development stops for the governor.
Governor Rick Perry joined GEICO CEO Tony Nicely in announcing the insurance company's expansion plans for a claims operations center in Katy. The new facility will create 1,000 new jobs over the next 3 years with $8.5 million in capital investment. During the announcement, Perry had a little fun with the company's famous ad campaign.
How easy is it to build and grow a business in Texas? So easy even a caveman could do it.
GEICO was originally founded in Fort Worth in 1936 and now serves over 830,000 Texas policyholders. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
A $20 million expansion at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan has been announced. Construction of a new emergency and trauma center begins next spring. Dr. Adair DeBerry Carlisle, St. Joseph's Trauma Program Director, says it will improve response time.
Seconds matter. When you're talking about the management of trauma patients, it matters. That's not being dramatic. That's real. That's exactly what happens. So what this, one of the many things that this is going to do for the management and the care of the patients is it is going to process these patients with cutting-edge, state-of-the-art equipment and speed.
The new facility, which will be built on the present campus south of the Bed Tower, follows St. Joseph designation as a Level 2 trauma center earlier this year. No one was hurt following a crash that closed the northbound freeway yesterday morning in College Station. Police report the driver, 25-year-old Ethan Montgomery of College Station, was ticketed for failing to control his speed. Montgomery was in a pickup hauling a load of mulch when he tried to slow down. The truck and trailer jackknifed and rolled, spilling the load. For more than 1 hour, northbound freeway traffic was diverted to the frontage road between Greens Prairie and Rock Prairie Roads. Online at WTAW.com is a photo of the truck on its side. A longtime businessman and public servant has died. City officials say Lonnie Stabler passed away following a brief illness. The owner of a sign company for 40 years, Stabler joined the city council in 1991 and served 4 years. Then he was elected mayor and served 2 terms in that position. Online at WTAW.com is funeral service information, as well as a list of Stabler's service on many city and state committees. The number of people identified as homeless in Texas fell by 13% this year. There are still 30,000 Texans who were homeless at least once during the year, according to federal figures. But Navarra Williams, who runs San Antonio's largest homeless shelter, says agencies are doing a better job at dealing with the root causes of homelessness.
Some of them, and many of them, have an issue either with mental health issue or substance abuse issue. And those things are also being dealt with.
He says homeless groups now work to deal with families in need to prevent them from becoming homeless in the first place. He says the best way to fight homelessness is to stop it from happening. An inmate who killed a state guard during an escape attempt is set to die tonight.
Jerry Martin was serving 50 years for attempted capital murder when he and another inmate tried to run away from the Wynn unit in Huntsville in 2007. Horseback guard Susan Canfield died when Martin hit her with a stolen truck. Martin's attorney David Schulman says his client wants to be put to death.
He told the judge that his father had died, and he realized first time the pain that this type of loss can give. And the bottom line was he simply did not want to live the rest of his life locked up in prison.
He says Martin is articulate and intelligent. The execution would be the 16th this year in Texas. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And south of Fort Worth, a deadly home explosion in Johnson County remains under investigation. The body of 62-year-old Wanda Davis was discovered in the rubble of her house. Davis lived in the home with her husband, who was out of town. Her 3 children arrived at the scene, stunned by the destruction.
It's just more devastation than anything else. I mean, like I said, the family's heart broke over. My mother's, she's beside herself.
Investigators believe a water heater was ignited by a propane gas leak, triggering an explosion that could be heard for miles late Saturday night. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Patchy fog will give way to partial sunshine today. High temperatures are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 degrees this afternoon. For tonight, skies are going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy. Some fog may develop. Lows overnight are going to be close to 60. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow. Maybe a shower. Highs will be 70 to 75. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, 65. Clouds and a few showers Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
My mama told me if I didn't have anything nice to say, to not say it at all.
Whoa.
My employers think the FCC regulations count, so I'm not saying what's coming to my mind.
That's the play-by-play guy for Utah during the Houston game last night. What's he complaining about? You'll have to listen to find out.
Well, Utah.
Utah and Houston.
Yeah.
I just, it tickled me, so I was going to share that.
Okay.
We've also got an update on the USC job. Monday Night Football, A&M playing basketball tonight, the women are anyway, and volleyball players on the All-SEC team. That plus a lot more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Who's interviewing the play-by-play guy?
Nobody. That was taken from the game.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
You can audibly hear at one point him take his headphones off because he's so upset.
Cool. Cool. Okay. Here we go. You ready? This is pretty big. This is pretty big. Here we go. This a musical intro for this.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is official
it
stuff.
It is. It's that big. Yeah. Yeah. President Obama will sign up for the Affordable Care Act via computer.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, that's pretty big news, okay?
I'm pretty sure he can handle any medical bill thrown his way just with the
you're underwhelmed. This is very big. He says, I don't have an update for you on that, says Jay Carney, but I know that he will. He has said that he will. And, of course,
because he said it. It's true.
If the excuse me. God, how disrespectful of you. He said that if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. So it must be true. And he was and asked when the registration would happen, because after all, the White House press corps will press. Whether the White House would make it open to the press, in fact, as he signed up. Mr. Carney responded, I'll get back to you. Which means,
go away.
Yeah, not going to happen. Soon after the Affordable Care Act passed, the White House had told USA Someday that Mr. Obama would sign up for insurance through an exchange. And when Politico followed up earlier this year, dang, they remembered to ask. A reporter was directed back to those original comments.
Hmm.
Mr. Carney said yesterday in his comments, the first recent confirmation of the president's plans, he has the option, of course, of choosing to work through the District of Columbia site or his home state of Illinois. So we don't know what the particulars are, but the president of the United States will sign up for that.
I think I've solved some of this problem that they keep having.
Oh, what's the problem? You mean about the website?
Yeah, well, sort of. It's the whole, you know, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
Sure, right.
Well, something happened with the teleprompter. And it's if I like your plan,
you can
keep your plan.
Could be.
See, it was just one small little hiccup there in the verbiage.
So once again, he went off script.
Right.
And may have gotten himself into trouble.
So if Obama likes your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
Well, you know.
Maybe he'll sign up for it. I guess I shouldn't prejudge him.
Well, that's right. And again, as you said, if there's any kind of a little gap in it, he probably will be able to... find a checkbook curled up somewhere in a drawer that he can write a check if he needs to.
Or he'll have his people do it.
Yeah, right, something like that. Now, this whole concept, of course, of the Affordable Care Act is predicated on the notion that people about Kat's age, who feel bulletproof and they'll live forever in most cases, needs to sign up right away, early on, so we can fund this so that old people like me can go ahead and get the health care because it needs to be funded on the backs of young people.
Well, let me tell you, though, we millennials are too busy complaining about jobs and living in our parents' attics to really care that much about signing up. For
attics in Texas, basements in the East, but yeah, that's true. Well, so those young, healthy people are the ones who really need to literally buy in to make the Affordable Care Act work. So it's got to make you feel good when you find out that a Gallup poll found that 37% of the people in that gap, that crucial age group of 18 to 29, pretty much aren't familiar with the health care law. Now, the national average is 47% are aware of it, but 37% of the people 18 to 29, they're not familiar with it. Now, most folks, almost 3 in 4, 72% in fact, said they're familiar with the health care law. And then there's about 25% of the people who say that they're not familiar with it at all. But young, healthy, and after all, that's the important part here, healthy consumers will be a key part to this newly created healthcare exchange that's going on in some states. But again, they're unfamiliar with the law. All of a sudden, it's going to sneak up on them. Wealthy adults making $90,000 a year are the least likely to sign up. 10% say that they're not familiar with the law at all. But again, for your 18 to 29-year-olds, to have almost 40% of the people not familiar with the law is probably not a good thing. Now, if you're an old person like me, 50 to 64, well, we're familiar with it. We know it. I mean, 78% of us pretty much are plugged in. And by the way, just when the website is limping back to life, now they're talking about something that's not as difficult it was to get this website to the point where it's somewhat operative. Now comes the trust question.
Mm.
I mean, in what world do you feel comfy putting your information out there?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know. Guy named David Kennedy talking to CNBC yesterday, he's pretty much a cybersecurity expert, said, quote, when you develop a website, you develop it with security in mind.
I would think that would be foremost.
Yeah, I mean, job one. And it doesn't matter when you, he says, and it doesn't appear that that has happened this time. Yeah, no kidding.
Durr.
Get it up there, get the picture up, get the girl up there, get the picture, get it going. And, oh, security? Nah, we don't want to worry about that. He said it's really pretty hard to go back and fix the security around it because, after all, there was no security built to begin with.
How did this happen?
Yeah, in what world? So, nonetheless. But by the way, for their part, the Supremes, that's the Supreme Court, has decided they are not going to get into the old constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act employer mandate. Yesterday, the court officially rejected a petition that came from Liberty University that had challenged The law's employer coverage requirements, individual mandate, and contraception coverage requirements. The lower court had already upheld the law in Liberty's cases. Supreme Court says we're not going to touch it. Yeah, they've screwed it up enough. Oh, and here's a nice little rumor that's floating around out there, and, you know, can't be confirmed or denied right now, but that is that the president may be planning a trip to Iran next year. Yeah, that probably is not. The optics, as they say, really probably not a good deal. I want to go over and meet my best new best friend mm-hmm. in Iran. The email from The Hill, National Security spokesman Caitlin Hayden said, there is no truth to this report. The rumor apparently started in the Weekly Standard, which is a conservative publication. They posted an English translation to a report from Al Jarida, which is Kuwait's Arab language, that said that, in fact, they had a source that had pointed out that the president would be headed over to Iran. Again, not a good deal. And tensions apparently getting jacked up between the United States and China. The Pentagon has deployed the first of six state-of-the-art submarine hunting jets to the East China Sea as the next move on an ongoing dispute between Japan and China over some disputed islands.
So what do we have to do with it?
We are a world's policeman, Kat. We have to be over there. We have to posture. Posture. Don't send people. Don't really do what you're supposed to.
Don't
but
we posture enough on our own soil?
Well, yeah, we do. But, I mean, we're too busy making friends with the people of Iran now to really take care of other things. And so I guess we're going to go over there and flex our muscles, let them know that we've got jets just in case they have some sort of a conflict
what
so we can be the referee.
Ever.
Yeah.
The 87th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, Christmas morning, is this Sunday at a new time, 2:30 p.m. Rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start of Christmas season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries, and then be along the parade route Sunday at 2:30. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, don't forget your letter to Santa and include a return address. The 87th Annual BCS Christmas Parade, Christmas morning, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and Bryan Broadcasting.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time of year again, Producers Expo 2013, Saturday, December 7th from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license, plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tag, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2013 on Saturday, December 7th. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
You brought them in on a whim a few days ago when it got so cold. Now you're wondering how you and those big tropical plants are going to survive the winter together inside your house. You just couldn't stand to see them freeze, but now you're not sure that you have the room nor the inclination to minister to their needs for the next several months. What can you do? We'll be back with details, Winter Tender Loving Care for Tropicals, right after this message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. So if you have large overgrown tropicals you're trying to overwinter inside your house, start by reshaping them to reduce their overall size. You can remove 25 or 30% of many types of plants' growth and still leave enough foliage intact to let them survive and resume growth come spring. Get them into the brightest spot in your house. That might be a west-facing window, or it could be near a glass door. You just don't want to tuck them into a dark corner and expect them to survive the winter without complications. And the garage is not an option. It's too cold, it's too dark. Cut back on the water and nutrients that you give overwintering tropicals inside until better growing conditions return in the spring. Your goal is pretty much to maintain them status quo for the next 3 or 4 months. It helps if you also keep them out of warm drafts because heat stimulates growth. Watch for insects that accumulate on plants indoors. Freed of natural outdoor predators, pests like whiteflies, mealybugs, and spider mites may proliferate on susceptible plants. If you find them, ask your nurseryman for the most appropriate and effective remedy. Lack of adequate light is the most common cause of houseplant failure indoors. Now, granted, it's often tied to overwatering, but the plants probably would be able to use up the water if conditions were bright enough for them to grow actively. People ask about using artificial lighting overhead, but that's really not a practical solution for plants that normally do best in sunny locations outdoors. University plant physiology growth chambers have banks of light surrounding their plants, not the one lone bulb you were considering. It's far better that you simply keep the plants in the brightest spot that you have and know that you're doing all that you can. What about a greenhouse? If you really enjoy growing tropical plants year-round, then you might want to consider some type of a structure in your backyard. There are a lot of us who can't imagine a winter without one. It's probably easiest just to attach it as a lean-to off the garage, or you could add an arched garden room off one of your house's living spaces. Of course, check with the city to make sure it's up to code. Bougainvilleas are probably the plant most commonly brought indoors over the winter. They're compelling tropicals, but they really fade when temperatures drop below the mid-40s. If you have a suitable spot for them, you can save them through the cold, but they're big, aggressive plants. They have thorns. It may be better to buy a new one in the spring. Tropical hibiscus plants are aptly named. They also like warm conditions. Keep them in bright light. I'm Neil Sperry, protecting your investment in tools in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Now that Coach Sumlin has a 6-year deal in hand and is both preparing for a bowl and recruiting all over the country, that obviously means that he can't take or won't take the job at Southern California, which is rumored to be one of several reasons why he got the nice extension. So USC has pulled the trigger on someone else, Washington's Steve Sarkisian. He is now the new head coach. The Trojans' interim coach, Ed Orgdon, has resigned following that announcement. It's number 23, Texas A&M, and the women's basketball team returning to Reed Arena for the first time since November 13th. That's tonight. They'll host the 2013 Mountain West champions, San Diego State, at 7. Game is designated as R. Bowen Lofton Appreciation Night, where the team will honor the school's president, who is stepping down in January, a self-proclaimed student's president. All students receive free admission to the game, and the first 1,500 students in attendance will receive a free bow tie. Texas A&M senior center Allie Swatsky and sophomore middle blocker Shelby Sullivan were named to the 2013 All-SEC volleyball team. Aggie middle blocker Jasmine Babers was named to the SEC All-Freshman team. All three players have started every match and played in every set this season while leading A&M to an 18-11 overall record and a 10-8 mark in the SEC, placing the Aggies in a tie with Auburn for sixth place. The Aggies start NCAA tournament play this Thursday in Austin against UTSA. They've gotten off to a mediocre start and finished strong, winning 8 of their last 11. Apparently, you don't want to play the Seattle Seahawks after their bye week. They are tough to deal with, that is for sure.
Wilson looks, going to throw to the end zone. Got a man wide open! Touchdown! Seahawks! Dark ball, one in the left corner of the end zone!
Russell Wilson passed for 310 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Seattle Seahawks silenced the Saints 34-7 to become the first NFL team to wrap up a playoff berth. The 11-1 Seahawks allowed just 12 first downs and 188 total yards in holding the Saints to their lowest points under head coach Sean Payton. Here's Seattle coach Pete Carroll on his team after a bye week.
I'm really proud that we came off the bye so well. You know, we're always concerned. You don't know when that's going, how that's going to turn out. But we got great rest, and we came back strong. And you could tell all night long that we had our legs and guys were flying. So all phases played well, and it was just a terrific night.
We'll keep it in the NFL. Houston defensive end Antonio Smith is apologizing for using the word spying when talking about the New England Patriots, but he isn't exactly backing down from the accusation either. Sunday, Smith said it was miraculous how the Patriots changed their offense to key on the defense. On Monday, he said he thought reporters in Houston knew him well enough to know that he could be joking and still be curious at the same time. And good news for Denver Bronco fans, Coach John Fox has returned to work less than a month after undergoing open heart surgery to have an aortic valve fixed.
Well, I feel tremendous. You know, as my surgeon said, you know, I had a valve that was about as big as a pinhead, and now it's the size of a 50-cent piece. So, you know, obviously the doctors feel good about me getting back to work.
Fox missed the toughest stretch of the season before coming back. During his absence, defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio guided the 10-2 Denver Broncos into first place in the AFC by winning 3 of 4 games. Pop over to the hardwood of the NBA.
Manu against Mack, off to the right side, Duncan from the elbow, jumper, good! With 0.4 seconds left, Tim Duncan hits what might be the game winner.
It was.
The Spurs lead 102-100.
It was. Tim Duncan iced it for the Spurs over the Atlanta Hawks. He finished with 23 points, 21 rebounds, and San Antonio dominated the middle against the younger and more athletic Atlanta front court. And finally this morning, the Utah Jazz earned their first back-to-back wins of the season with a 109-103 victory over the Houston Rockets. James Harden had 15 of his season-best 37 in the fourth to keep the Rockets close. They really couldn't get enough defense to get a stop. On a side note, the play-by-play guy for the Jazz almost lost his mind on a bad call, and you can even hear him take off his headphones to get his composure for just a second.
Fouled on his way to the basket, and two free throws coming for Evans. Oh, Mike!
You know, the underneath official saw that Brian Forte out on the free throw line extended start running the other way, so he put his hands in his pocket.
My mama told me if I didn't have anything nice to say, to not say it at all. My employers think the FCC regulations count, so I'm not saying what's coming to my mind. Holy smokes, that's terrible.
And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex?